Well, you know that, I have his bird get on the side of the house and do that way, you know, with the bill.
What do you call that now?
Well, that same thing. I said,
no, you call him a woodpecker now, don't you?
Well, yeah, I haven't got him along to see that yet. David always said that, y'all have.
That was in the real old baby.
Oh, that's right.
That's good. Okay, what do you call an insect that jumps around in dry grass? Sort of like a cricket, but it's bigger than.
It drops him around and, it hops around in dry grass, but a cricket.
Grasshopper.
Okay.
And cricket's all about the same to me.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated old house that superstitious people say spirits live in?
Well, you know, a lot of people say, you know, old house, you know, it says haunted, you know, with something, but I don't think there's no such as that.
What do they call the things that haunt the house?
Well,
the ghosts. What?
Ghosts?
Yeah, but Granny said you should use another word.
Haunts. Haunt. That's right. Granny said it was haunt for that house. Mama was.
Let's see. What do you call something that people say brings bad luck? Do you have a general term?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot of people don't want to throw the $2 bill on it. They don't want to throw the $7 that brings bad luck.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, there's some people, my husband wouldn't have a $2 bill. No, sir. So that's bad luck. That's bad luck.
Well, you see them so seldom now.
That's bad luck.
Do you have a term for a person who's supposed to bring bad luck? You might say, boy, I don't want him to come around because he's really a...
Well, that's superstition. I don't think nobody brings bad luck.
Uh-huh. And I'm not asking whether you're superstitious or not, but I'm sure you're not. But do people around here ever call people like that, a Jesus or a Jonah or something like that?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, say, well, I don't even come to my house because he'll bring bad luck or he'll call something up.
But do they have a name for the people? Do they call them a jinx or something like that?
No, I don't come to my house, you bring bad luck or something. No, that's fine.
What do people call a child whose mother and father are not married?
That's the jitter. Wedlock. That's a wedlock.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
That's a funeral home.
Okay. And what's the box or the case that the dead person is put into?
Well, casket is what we call.
Okay. And where's the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. And what do you call flowing water, like a river, only smaller than a river?
That's a spring head.
Okay. Do you have any other terms for smaller bodies of water than a river? Say it's down from the spring head, not necessarily at the source, but...
Well, not around this part of the country. Now there's, you know, maybe another other part of the country, but we don't mostly, you know, you can hear a lot of older people say, well, you can dig a well right here, it's a spring spout, and it'll always keep water.
Mother, right down here, there's a little spring of water running down in the elements. What do you always call that?
Well, it's a spring head coming up.
Yeah, but where the water runs, the little part where the water runs.
Well, that's a ditch.
We always say a creek, but you call it something else.
That's a ditch where it runs there. It's running out the creek into the...
Yeah, but you and Granny Sarah used to call it a creek. Pronounce it with an I. Mm-hmm. They pronounce it with the E. We say creek with the E, but Granny Sarah used to call it a creek.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call, if you have one that's smaller than a creek, do you have a name for that? It's a term you used a while ago. But.